Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kim. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, my name is Alicia May Meadows. I'm calling to put that call to recertify my claim and again, number to call.
Okay, give me. Yes, ma'am, give me one moment of your time. One moment. If I may have your full social, ma'am.
Yes, it's 426-59-4342.
Thank you for that. One moment. Telling you computers are something else sometimes. Okay, can I have your first and your last name?
My first name is Alicia May. My last name is Meadows, M-E-A-D-O-W-A.
Thank you for that. And your date of birth?
4/18/86.
Thank you for that. And your driver's license number, if you have it available? Just asking for security and verification purposes.
It's 7654131.
And your mother's maiden name?
Lynette Peters.
Thank you for that. Give me one moment. One moment. Okay, so the last time you filed your unemployment claim was December 18th, 2021. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, but that's not the last time I filed. I was recertifying. I couldn't do it last Sunday. They told me to call this number last Sunday, but I recertified the Sunday before. So I'm confused.
Yes, I'm looking at your unemployment claim, and the last time you filed for an unemployment claim was in December.
Yeah.
It says December.
That's why I said I'm confused, because I ended up getting, because I started back recertifying, and it stopped. My unemployment stopped back in December.
Mm-hmm.
I kept certifying because I was going, because I'm in school. So
right.
So, giving me my last pay, payment probably like 3 weeks ago. They gave me my lump sum from December.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped. But then when I went back to recertify it again, it told me I need to call y'all. So I don't know what next step I need to do.
Yes, ma'am.
So your system is saying that, like, if I need to file a new claim.
Right, because the last time, well, I see that you filed an unemployment claim was December 18, 2021. And the last weekly certification you did was January 15, 2022.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have a break in your claim. So either way, you're going to have to need to file an unemployment claim. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. Were you earning wages here in the state of Alabama?
No.
Wait, you weren't earning wages here in the state of Alabama from the last job you had?
Yeah, my last job, yes. I was getting paid at that last job I had.
Right here in the state of Alabama, though?
Yes, in Alabama. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I was going to say, when you said no, I was like, so you have not worked since the last time you filed, you say, correct?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. If I mispronounce your name, I do apologize. Alicia May Meadows?
Yes.
Do you have a middle initial or anything?
It's
A. S as in sugar?
I'm not sure, because when I got married, I hyphenated my name. So I'm not sure if my last name is now considered my middle name or I'm not.
No, your middle name is your middle name that, hold on.
Israel.
Middle name is your name you was born with. When your parents named you, they gave you a first and a middle name. Not your maiden name. Yes, that's what I was asking, your middle initial. What is your middle one? Do you have a middle initial?
Sheryl.
What's the letter? S is in sugar?
Yes,
S. Okay. And you said your last name is Meadows?
Yes, Meadows.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty reading, writing, speaking, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
No.
Okay, hold on for me one moment. Hold on. All right. I'm sorry about that, ma'am. So you said you do not elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, I don't.
Okay. And a good contact phone number for you, just in case Adol wants to get in contact with you via phone?
205-756-0132.
Okay, you said it kind of fast, but I think I caught it. I'm going to verify it back to you. Did you say
205-756-0123?
0132. Oh, 0132. Yeah. I was close. if you're eligible for benefits, you want your checking savings account, or do you want to use the Alabama State's benefits card?
What did you ask?
If you are approved for benefits, you want your checking savings account, or do you want to use the Alabama benefits card?
Oh, my checking account.
What bank are you using? Because some banks we no longer use any longer. No online banking, such as, say that again?
Wells Fargo.
Wells, okay. You want your checking or savings?
My checking.
And your routing number?
Hold on, let me get my check.
Okay.
It is. I put my sheet book in here. The round number is 06200080.
Okay, I'm going to verify these numbers back to you. 062, and then after the 2, there are 4 zeros, and then 80. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and your account number?
It's 930-964-3808.
Okay, so your account number is 930-964-3808. Is this information correct?
Yes.
And can you verify your mailing address just in case Adol wants to get in touch with you via mail?
It is 203. Gusty. It's spelled G-U-S-T-Y.
Uh-huh.
9. And it's Gardendale, Alabama, 35071.
And the county?
Jefferson. It's in Gardendale, Alabama. I think that's still Jefferson County.
Okay. I'm going to verify your account number one more time because I don't think I did it the first time. I think I just did your routing number. Your account number, you said, was 930-964-3808. And your routing number one last time. Oh, thank you for that. Your routing number one last time is 062. and then 4 zeros after the 2, and then 80. And you said your, thank you. And you said your address is 203, G as in girl, U as in university, S as in sugar, T as in Tom, Y as in yellow, Lane. This is in Gardendale, Alabama, zip code 35071, County Jefferson, and you have not worked since the last time you filed, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so all you need to do is file your weekly certification this Sunday coming up, which is the 20th of February.
Okay.
Okay, and your pen is going to be, give me one moment. Hold on. Okay, so the last two digits, your PIN is going to be the last two digits of your Social Security number first, then the last two digits of your birth year.
So what is that going to be? What did you say it was?
That's your four-digit PIN that you're going to use to do your weekly certification on the 20th of February. That's this Sunday coming up.
You said the PIN is going to be my what?
Your PIN is going to be your last two digits of your Social Security number first, then the last two digits of your birth year. That's if you choose to follow your weekly certification online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov. Now, if the computer is down, or you need to follow, you know, you can't do it on computer for whatever reason, you can give us a call at 800-752-7389, and one of our escalation agents can assist you with doing a weekly certification.
Okay, when you say the last two numbers of my birthday, are you saying my birth year, like 18?
Yes, the birth year, the last two digits of your birth year, and the last two digits of your Social Security number first, then the last two digits of your birth year.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're all taken care of. Do you have any other questions?
No, thank you for your help, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, you too, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy your day as well. Thank you for that.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.